Tibet, situated in Central Asia. Once a sovereign nation, is known as the roof of the world. Resting on the majestic Himalayas, the country has a population of 6 million and a land covering 2.5 million square kilometers with rich diversity of flora and fauna. Buddhism is the predominant religion of the majority of Tibetans and is an integral part of their way of life. The main form of livelihood is nomadic in the northern part of Tibet and semi-agricultural in the southern regions. Known for its rich cultural heritage, Tibet was forcefully occupied by the Chinese Communist regime in the year 1959, and as a result, the spiritual and political head of Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, had to leave Tibet, along with 80,000 Tibetans, and seek asylum in India. The Indian government, under the leadership of Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, the then Prime Minister of India, and the respective state governments, hosted the Tibetan refugees in various parts of India and extended all assistance for their rehabilitation. His Holiness the Dalai Lama established the Central Tibetan Administration in Dharamsala, India, to look after the welfare of the Tibetans in exile and to restore freedom in Tibet. Ever since seeking asylum in India, one of the most important visions of the Central Tibetan Administration of His Holiness the Dalai Lama has been the long-term rehabilitation and strengthening the sustainability of Tibetan settlements. During the initial stages of the resettlement program, the first generation of Tibetan refugees faced many challenges and hardships as the land provided by the respective state governments were mostly barren forest lands. Through a great deal of effort, Tibetans in exile were able to overcome these challenges and set up schools, monasteries, hospitals, and registered cooperative societies to support farmers and generate employment, in addition to preserving the distinct Tibetan traditional arts and crafts. The Central Tibetan Administration has a full-fledged democratic setup with elected leaders, with a Supreme Justice Commission, a parliament, and a cabinet as the three pillars of democracy. The administration has dedicated departments such as religion and culture, home, security, education, finance, health, information, and international relations that collectively work for the welfare of the Tibetan people and envisions a peaceful resolution to the Tibetan issue.
Some Savatam, 지다 지서로 가르카도가 지도로 가르카도가 아니 구두제 세다제 다 독세는 열게 나온 거지.
The first Tibetan Cooperative Society was registered in April 1963 in Dharamsala. Since then, 14 more cooperative societies were formed and registered in the major Tibetan settlements across India. Ever since its establishment, the Tibetan cooperatives have served as the foundation for the rehabilitation and sustainability of the Tibetan settlements in exile. To date, there are 3 service cooperatives and 12 agriculture-based multi-purpose credit cooperative societies. These cooperatives ensure economic, social, and cultural development of the settlers, particularly those of share members.
Namiyuta, Chijodida, Tungis of Chayudu. Bena, Chijaha, Ludewa, the Chicha Binzit and Sosu, Iga Sunsu, Chimang, Mimang, Kumal Senari, Chijal Navy Mimang, Tana Shi, Ali, Katsong in Bainea, Chuju, Yangi Digela, Yamdi Kayula, Pingore, Nashijaka Mamucha, Gabla, Namaso, Kalakansan Pagi, Genu. 디저갑라 탄다 코너베 소문나 시에 지금 잠다다 트랙터 다나시 부숙한다 다나시 아니 럽달 부야마 티야기 모터스네레 바스조바 디게 냠데 토네 구진나구 요바다 베즈나구 요방이 신구요 미만은 원내라 행에 토시바 가수네 게인케이체 넘버 3에 찰린나구 요바데 신구요 믹스에 아쉽다, 쇼고다, 다 디게 참말직 두마 대야다, 트랙터 다야다, 드네야, 변도 야 뒤에 종, 재윤도 가블직 미망라, 신뢰 나의 인베이니야, 고 답도, 수야디 나버 참에기, 굴레 갑을 대체, 윤고래, 디송자 아니 나버 참을 단다부터 굴레 갑샤부들라, 낙주다, 아니 무투네. 인도부터 심슈 유협의 토네, 학삼 유협의 토네, 무튼 나로 나시지, 미국 수행이, 단 샤시딸, 단 시작하나, 렘베렘베, 염대디게 라왕라시에, 아니, 수수강방가 랑토와 중화유메이나, 야우용사리 미만라이 카유라이 펜토사, 펜토와 융그레스, 셰브 샤시, 미유협의 나시, 남부수고 후다바다 낭시에, 단다, 즉, 가능한점 라왕랑 토네, 찰레난고 아래, 차수고난고 아래, 딜라바베 김대이네야 야부시다 단다부 튼샤
Today, the 15 Tibetan cooperatives run more than 150 units. Of these units, the agricultural input unit, which is of prominent importance, is engaged in the supply of fertilizer, urea, and seed to farmers on credit. Cooperatives also purchase agriculture produce from farmers in lieu of the agriculture inputs earlier provided to them on credit. The produce is then stored in warehouses and sold to big companies when prices rise. As the majority of the farmers cannot afford a tractor or a corn shelling machine, the cooperatives also run a tractor section in order to help farmers plow their farmland, transport the crops from the farm to their home, and shell corn. In addition, most of the cooperatives run tractor workshop stations, which provide repair services to tractors owned by the cooperatives or individual farmers. Cooperatives also provide agriculture loans on subsidized interest rate as per state government's regulations to farmers.
Fight 소바 되게 빼가딩이 들었네. 소바 되게 야보 예장기 냠들에 니망디 소바 빼 편도 빼 챙고 줘라. 뒤직 제 아니 지난 이가 줄을 따서 줘라. 막아야 돼. 답서 줘라. 세 막아야 돼. 바 냠들에 바 소도 갈래 잡 냠들에 바 피운 데 갈래. 또 여기 그 남들에 냠들에 유장 고네 야갈 고몽에서 시즈 태와 뛰었어. 뒤직 체면에 그들라. 아니 숨네 숨바들 가려서는 아니 Jama nyamde ke maga de pa song sa shu la chepsan ra ni da la ya chepsan de ni ba thore re la bu jeju jeju gadum ji ta la ngala tong da ni chap tin sa ti ra sa la ti ni da la nyamde se ni chokwa ji ka ni ba ti chon ja da ja da mo re di me no pe kha bo re ja la
Cooperatives help in preserving the Tibetan culture and identity by maintaining the unique traditional handicraft practices of Tibet and promote these artifacts among other nationalities. The Carpet Weaving Center is another common unit among the cooperatives, which manufactures traditional Tibetan carpets and helps generate employment. Tibetan carpet weaving is one of the most exotic crafts of the world, and the enchanting product remains one of the best attractions of the Tibetan culture. The incense making section, which is found in most cooperatives, produces quality traditional Tibetan incenses and aids in the preservation of ancient Tibetan practices. The art of making incense remains the same from the very beginning of the Tibetan traditions. The incense is made of rare herbs. The raw materials for the incense are collected from Himalayan mountains, and it is prepared by the blending of rare herbs proportionally based on the age-old tradition of incense making. All the cooperatives have fair price shops that sell groceries and other essential commodities at nominal rates, and these help avoid the manipulation of prices by private dealers. Since all the sources of drinking water in Tibetan settlements are underground water, over the years, many sources of drinking water have become contaminated by chemicals and in some cases with bacteria. Out of concern for the health of the communities in exile, many of the cooperatives have set up water treatment plants with UV and reverse osmosis systems. These water treatment plants ensure the supply of safe drinking water to members and the general public at nominal rates. Tibetan cooperatives also have shopping centers in the settlements, and these centers not only help generate income to cooperatives, but also encourage entrepreneurship and small businesses by its members. With the growing influx of tourists and visitors into the various Tibetan settlements, the shopping centers have now become tourist attractions, ensuring more business for the shops and revenue for the members. Tibetan entrepreneurs run various businesses like restaurants, travel agencies, internet cafes, garment shops, handicraft shops, grocery shops, stationery shops, and so on. The cooperatives also run several other sections to benefit its members, as per their requirements, including cement block making units. This unit is essential for construction of buildings, houses, and fencing at farm areas. Cattle feed is one of the most essential commodities for farmers who do dairy farming. The feed, which is composed of nearly 20 nutritious ingredients, is good for health and increases milk productivity in cattle. Free from chemicals and safely packed in gunny bags, this product is in huge demand, not only among Tibetans, but is also in popular demand among the local Indian community. Petrol stations within the settlements give convenience to the settlers, since the petrol stations regulated by the cooperative society maintain high standards of purity and quality. It is popular among the local Indian community as well. All Tibetan cooperatives run flour mills. Flour mills are essential for processing and making of sampa, roasted barley, the staple food of Tibetans. Without this unit, settlers would have to travel to local Indian towns. The cooperatives also maintain guest houses and community centers, school buses, hostels, creches, dairy farming, Western Union centers, noodle making units, and internet cafes. As per the Cooperative Act and bylaws, Tibetan cooperatives take deposits and advance loans to its members for agriculture, sweater business, and other purposes. Tibetan cooperatives also hold a special responsibility of safeguarding their members' hard-earned money. Today, Tibetan cooperatives have over 700 million rupees in member deposits and grant 120 million rupees as loans to its members every year. For many years, Tibetan cooperatives had operated without interacting or communicating with each other. Hence, there was no common forum for the exchange of ideas and information with regard to the various aspects of its functioning. This limited the scope for strengthening the cooperative movement within the Tibetan community. In addition, the cooperatives faced a common problem in marketing their handicraft products. As a result, there was a growing need to bring all the cooperative societies to function under a single apex body in the form of a federation. With the consistent guidance from and detailed planning by the Central Tibetan Administration, the first federal body of the Tibetan cooperatives was legally registered as the Federation of Tibetan Cooperatives in India Limited on 20th April 2005 under the Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act 2002. The Federation of Tibetan Cooperatives directly benefit more than 24,000 Tibetan refugees who are shareholders through various programs that ensure educational and financial enhancement, employment generation, and rural development. FTCI employs more than 160 staff in 5 units, and its member cooperatives have more than 600 employees. The cooperative societies of the 15 Tibetan settlements serve as a backbone to the Central Tibetan Administration through the implementation of various programs and ensure growth and development in their respective settlements. While the CTA develops the strategies and policies that improve the basic standards of living, education, and healthcare, the cooperative societies focus on people's income generation, employment opportunities, and convenience. FTCI also envisions diversification of new business activities and improvement of infrastructure in existing businesses. Based on its objective of social intervention for welfare and capacity building, FTCI provides financial assistance to Tibetan refugees through scholarship for professional studies, educational support to children of cooperative employees, relief fund to members in the event of drought or natural disasters, and free Medicare to poor and needy Tibetans.
rinpe rinpe ki chigi shisha khati di sashin di di ta gyakir ni suya di yuha maari korma ta tangu mi kya shubu na shubu ta dima to dishra yuha maari ta ina nga zu mitang ya borchir jodi ki yuha ri en teri kese ya chukusu ne zi tuzu khabut khalchi ta yundu maran zi di shisha li ya ta gengun zu ta debe soru chigi shengi chigi lepe mungu chigi ta chilol ka chilol ta jen jodi yuha soru chigi mi sozu mi Rangwa-ri-chow-man-sa-ya-ma-ri-ine-da-man-zu-shi-ja-di-le-dang-de-ba-so-ri-me-ba-da-di-an-sa-ji-de-ga-si-ta-ya-ha-shu-mi-yo-de-ba-da-di-ni-hon-da-ta-ya-ga-da-ba-ya-tu-gu-du-wa-da-sa-ji-ba-di-zi-ji-ni-di-tun-gi-yo-de-ba-che-she-de-di-gu-du-wa-ya-ni-tun-gi-shing-de-si-lo-na-na-sa-ji-shen-yi-me-de-ngi-ji-gi-da-di-ga-so-ri-so-su-be-
La-wa-la-ni-ta-ni-ji-shing-de-chi-ya-ha-so-ro-ga. FTCI contributes 15% of its net profit to the Central Tibetan Administration. FTCI organizes an annual conference during which delegates participate and discuss topics ranging from the annual report to the annual budget, challenges, success stories, new innovations, and future projects, among others. An annual general body meeting of FTCI is held once a year, during which the chairman of each of the 15-member cooperative societies participate to represent their society. The board of directors is responsible for laying out the policies and guidelines, with meetings held on a quarterly basis. Every year, the FTCI gives a Tibetan Entrepreneur of the Year award to recognize and encourage Tibetan entrepreneurs. The recipient of the award gets a shield, certificate, and cash prize as an acknowledgement of their outstanding performance and contribution. FTCI helps its member cooperatives to get subsidies, project funding, and other benefits from the state and central government of India, as well as from international sources. FTCI gives training for CEOs, accountants, and board of directors of member cooperatives and free-of-cost management training at the Regional Institute of Cooperative Management to students with the potential to serve at the Tibetan cooperatives.
ngan tu tenju de lema ta da ren bi che ngom ni si gong ba chen bi to ne an xi zha nang dia ni 자가슝 팀든 냠데 되게 쳐요. 냠데 일시데 자기 땅을요. 네 팀도 삼도. 네 삼불라 페미리 땅. 벽이 나온 게 탑주. 윤네 투불라 벤조기 내다 야기 공배 땅. 치 롱을 때 먹어요. 랑가랑소 투버치 수기 때 계신 벌 삼고요. 된다 송자 대 소리야 냠데기 레시트 차출 땅 니 소투르 삼기요 대신 베미치드 냠데기 데빌로시 나리야 시제체위 레시 스타드르 몽부시우 짬요레 마온바야 테서 짬지유 니 테조리 미만네 냠루 나올 마슈에
FTCI has its chain of hotels branded as Hotel Tibet at Gangtok, Dharamsala, and Bangalore. These hotels have well-furnished AC and non-AC rooms with multi-cuisine restaurants, cafes, and emporiums with traditional souvenirs, and they provide conference and banquet services and outdoor catering. Hotel Tibet in Bangalore is a new unit started in the year 2011 and is located in the heart of the Bangalore city at Koramangala. It is a part of the Tibet Mall. The Tibet Mall is the first of its kind theme mall, a new initiative of the FTCI. It has 26 boutiques, a Tibet salon and spa, Tibetan healing and wellness center, a Tibetan emporium, Hotel Tibet restaurant and lodging, travel services, and Western Union services, among others. The FTCI Bailakupi branch unit also runs the Nyamde bus service. An air-conditioned and video coach bus operates daily between Bailakupi and Bangalore. FTCI has its own design and manufacturing section for bags and jewelry. Formerly known as the Tibetan Refugee Self-Help Handicrafts, FTCI Export Unit of Delhi was started in the year 1981 under the management of the Department of Home of Central Tibetan Administration until its privatization in the year 2006. This unit is also engaged in marketing and exporting of Tibetan artifacts and handicrafts like bags and jewelry. Tibetan Organic is the brand name for the entire organic produce grown by Tibetan organic farmers. Organic produce is cultivated in all major Tibetan agriculture settlements in India. Due to the diverse conditions of the various settlements, the cooperatives are able to produce a comprehensive range of quality organic products, such as spices, cereals, pulses, oil, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. FTCI markets the organic produce cultivated in these agriculture settlements through fair price shops and shopping centers. As part of its upcoming projects, Nyamde Finance, the financial body of FTCI, will provide short and long-term business loans, vehicle loans, agriculture loans, education loans, and household goods loans to its members with minimal paperwork and at low interest rates. FTCI Bailakupi unit will set up a packaged drinking water treatment plant and sell purified water in bottles under the brand name Aqua Tibet.
Чао ламрын яваад. Чи сэндиш нь юу яа чи? Ямар юм гэвэл энэ түш.